Network Marketing 2.0, episode 005.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
What's going on, Netto Nation? We're back here. I want to talk to you today about the best network marketing companies out there. You know, there's thousands of network marketings. Those that have come, those that have gone, those that are in the middle of shutting down right now, and those that are being schemed together right now. And today I want to give you my opinion on the best network marketing companies, if that concept exists or not. How do you define the best network marketing companies? I may have bad news for you on this episode, but trust me, it's for a better future, okay? I've been around this profession for a minute, and I have a good idea of what you're really searching for when you become curious. We've all been there, you become curious about what the best network marketing companies are. I've seen people come and go, and I'm what you consider probably the last man standing. I can bet $2,000 that what you think you're looking for when you're curious about the best network marketers is not necessarily what you're looking for. And let me take a not so wild guess. You're struggling. You know, you're probably struggling to build your network marketing business. However, you're catching the idea that your present network marketing company is to be blamed for it. If this is the case, I can feel your pain. I've been there. What I found, however, after a few years of struggling myself, is that joining the network marketing business considered the best has very little, if not none, to do with your struggle. Most of it has to do with your, drumroll, skill set. Let me guess, your company has a video presentation somewhere online, right? If your particular company, your particular network marketing company, does not have an online video presentation, a business presentation that you can invite prospects to watch, then I can't help. Okay, that's pretty much a company that's not together. Most companies have one. So if that's your company that doesn't have one, you need to change company. So I can't help you with that situation. But here's a fact. Most network marketing companies have this in different shapes and form, and they have them in place already. So let's focus on the skills that you need to win in the game of network marketing, regardless of what company you join. Before I get into that, let me clear up a few lingo business killers. You know, what are the best network marketing companies to work for? In network marketing, you don't work for anyone. This is entrepreneurship. I noticed that people have been sold into the business with all kinds of twisted languages and words, but let me help. The phrase work for will only create a non-productive expectation in you and your teammate. That's one of the many reasons people keep looking for the best network marketing companies. In my opinion, that concept, like I said earlier, does not exist. We can talk about the oldest network marketing companies. However, company age has zero correlation with how good the company is. It definitely has no relationship whatsoever with how fast you can build your income and your business. So what are the best network marketing companies to join? The word join is okay, but I'd rather you start thinking of your relationship with your network marketing company as a partnership. There are a few reasons why you should do that. Be aware that the income from the network marketing business model is directly proportional to your productivity and nothing else. In fact, no one knows who you are until you start producing. High performance and production in network marketing is very simple, but It gets very hard when you focus on the wrong outcomes. Focusing on the wrong outcomes many a times comes from the wrong choices of words. Here are two examples and their interpretation. Number one, working for a network marketing company, I would interpret that as they owe you wages based on hours worked. That's not the case, clearly, right? Number two, joining a network marketing company. People say that sometimes because they get sold on a myth that they own a piece of the company. That's also wrong. So instead of network marketing, I want to give you a few tips to create the best network marketing business in your world. How is that? The secret to doing that is, drum roll, of course, network marketing 2.0. I have to tell you, too many network marketers are closed-minded. Closed-mindedness is not a characteristic of an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are open and free-minded individuals who dare to dream big. So with network marketing 2.0, you're set free from the bondage of an over-glorified unpaid sales job. You get to take full ownership in input, effort, income, and outcome of your business. You're building your own business owned 100% by you, and your business can partner with any network marketing company you choose without losing control. You get to decide what the best network marketing companies are. Plus, you are building, more importantly actually, you're building and selling yourself as a leadership brand, as opposed to posting links about a network marketing business opportunity all over social media like a clown. If your prospect don't see you as the leader that can take them to their desired destination, they won't join your network marketing company, even if it's Google. Imagine Google creating a network marketing compensation plan. See, it won't matter because people don't care about making money as much as we'd like to assume in this business. People just want to have a good time. That's all they care about. You're in a people's business. You don't sell juice. You don't sell water filters. You don't sell whatever your company sells. You don't sell whatever that is. That's the job of a network marketing company. Let me help you simplify your job description in a way that will allow you to create your own best network marketing company's rank. How's that? You are a recruiting partner for your chosen network marketing company, of course. Your referral for prospects to buying into a network marketing deal is a recommendation after the fact. So the question now is, what would make a prospect listen to your recommendation? So check this out. What would make you listen to a medical recommendation from an individual? They would have to be a medical practitioner, right? So in the same token, you have to become some type of expert in order to recommend a money-making opportunity to a prospect. It's easy to become an expert. The hardest part about that is commitment. As an expert, your ideal prospect would be searching already or struggling in the journey already. Dealing with anyone outside of these two categories is a true sign of amateurism. So, some would say the best network marketing companies for any individual are the companies that sell products that the prospect can relate to. But then, that would create the argument of what the product is. What is the real product in network marketing? See, it lies somewhere between lifestyle and people. I'm sure your network marketing company product is the best in the industry per your co-founders, but it doesn't matter if you want to become a top earner. So I want to leave you with two steps in place of searching for the best network marketing companies to work for, join, partner with, whatever you want to call it. I want to leave you with these two steps. Number one, become an expert in selling lifestyle and building people. Number two, lead with your leadership brand and stand out from the crowd of failing network marketers. I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for hanging out with me. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book, and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.